We've got two American teams over there in Japan, one from Fairfax County in Virginia and another from Los Angeles. These often go to events like this. So there's some activity, and of course the U.S. fleet is over there in Japan, and they're moving away apparently because of fears of radioactivity.
Right.
But, there are areas of the United States that have suffered tsunamis in the past. American Samoa back in 2009 was hit by a tsunami that killed a number of people. And
Alaska has often had issues.
Well, Alaska had, in 1964, had a 9.2 earthquake, which is worse, more powerful than the one in Japan, probably the worst ever recorded. And there were tsunamis as a result of that. It hit the port of Valdez. And then on the other coast in the Caribbean, the U.S. Virgin Islands, they had a tsunami in 1867. Interestingly enough, this occurred just before, like 10 minutes before, U.S. and Danish negotiators were going to sit down to discuss the purchase of the islands. This tsunami hit, and that discussion was basically postponed for 50 years. Ultimately, we did purchase it, but that area, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, they're on faults, and they are subject to tsunamis if anything happens over in the Caribbean.
Is there? I know there are a series of buoys, tsunami warning buoys, that are out in the Pacific. And back soon after the tsunami and the Christmas, six years ago, I know they looked into, and some of them weren't fully functional, not as functional as they needed to be. And sometimes it seems like these events are happening more frequently.
Well, I keep wondering whether they're happening more frequently or mass media makes us all more aware of them, no matter where they occur in the world, which, didn't necessarily used to happen. So I can't altogether speak to that. I will say this for the tsunami warning system in the Pacific. It worked. It sent out the warnings. Of course, this occurred so close to the coast of Japan that they barely had any warning. But certainly Hawaii, Samoa, the west coast of the United States, there was plenty of warning and time to prepare. So the system did indeed work. And that said, you always make improvements. You always learn from what happened the last time. And you always try and improve your systems.
Are there lessons that Homeland Security can learn here in the U.S. from what's happened in Japan? Of course, Japan, monumental. This would test any sort of government organization. But I know everyone always watches to see, hold on, what did they do? What can we learn from what they've done?
Absolutely. Well, I don't think our systems for response necessarily were tested, but one big focus in Homeland Security in general is what's called mass notification, letting everybody know that a disaster has occurred and where something else might occur further. And there's been drills, and I'm particularly familiar with the Virgin Islands system, where they are really working on mass notification there because, if something happens close to shore and you've got to get your people up into the hills, you've got to get them up there as fast as you can. So, new media, like Twitter and Facebook, they're being used or examined as mass notification media. And there's new systems that people are implementing and always examining. So certainly in the mass notification area, there's a lot of improvement and a lot of activity going on there, and it's extremely important for earthquakes and tsunamis.
And there's all sorts of hurricanes. You need to pay attention. You need to be able to get these notifications out very quickly, very efficiently.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing with hurricanes, though, is you usually have more of a...
You know they're coming.
Yeah. What always is the question is, where exactly will it make landfall? But our monitoring systems at this point are sufficient. We're always improving them, that you have at least a couple days warning. You can usually see them form. You know that they're a tropical storm before they become a hurricane. So that you have a pretty good system. But tsunamis and earthquakes are very, very sudden. And that's where your mass alert notifications are very, very important and have to be fast.
And tornadoes as well. You sometimes have an idea that there's conditions that are, but once one actually hits the ground, having that location is one of the big challenges.
Oh, well, absolutely. But with tornadoes, at least there's traditional systems of sirens. So even though you can't tell its course in advance, you can usually have a few minutes warning where you can set off those sirens and everybody knows to listen to them. It's an old form of mass notification, but you know, it still works, and it has saved lives.
Although in Japan, in some of the videos, you could hear the tsunami sirens going off in the background. Maybe old, tried but true, it works.
That's right. You know, you can notify people, but with these forces of nature, sometimes it just outruns you, and it's just so fast it overtakes people. I mean, with the tsunamis, people were overtaken in their cars trying to flee.
Yeah.
And interestingly, with wildfires in Australia last year, there were horrible wildfires, and the wildfires actually outran people in their cars, which to me is astonishing. I mean, you're hitting putting the pedal to the metal at 40 to 60 miles an hour, and you still can't escape that kind of a fire. That is a horrific fire.
And some of the videos that I was watching, you know, the water looks like the sky views, the water looks like it's, but I'm sure you're down there and you could see people in cars, and the water was moving very, very quickly.
Yes, indeed. Oh. That is the thing with tsunamis. I mean, they come, they strike hard, they strike very, very fast. That's why you have to warn people, and it's, I mean, you have barely any time to respond.